I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
It's Paul Hamilton.
Sorry, I'm not that familiar with this open. This is the part where I start talking. Mike had to split, so I'm stuck with Paul and his vacuum cleaner stories, I guess, is what I've got here. Not to tee Paul up. There's a lot of hockey stuff to get to here. The regular season is closing in fast, right? A week from Thursday, we got a couple of more preseason games coming up this week. Wednesday, home to Pittsburgh. Friday, in Pittsburgh against the Penguins. And then and it's the Rangers on opening night. Paul, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I've not talked to you since last week, early last week. We had a kind of a downer of a game in Detroit, and then I guess kind of the reverse, right? 5-2 both games, if I'm not mistaken. A loss there, and then a win on Saturday afternoon. I don't know. What is there to take away from the games that have been played so far as you're concerned?
Well, it went what we usually see in preseason. The home games is made up of mainly the NHL team, and in Detroit Buffalo's case, it happened in both games. The Red Wings, in their win, basically had their lineup, and the Sabres basically had the Rochester Americans playing. And then here in Buffalo, it was the Sabres against Grand Rapids. So, you know, and that's usually the way it goes. And I think that's what we're going to see coming up with the Penguins. I mean, I'd be shocked if we see a representative lineup by the Penguins tomorrow. And then I would be shocked if we saw a representative lineup by the Sabres on Friday in Pittsburgh. So, you know, this is the game tomorrow, I think, for the Sabres, for the real Buffalo Sabres to get ready. I don't think too many will be in the Friday game. And except for Luukkonen, it sounds like Luukkonen is going to be in net for both games. The question is, tomorrow, is he going to play the whole game or is he going to play 40 minutes? Lindy Ruff said today that he wasn't quite sure yet. It was something they were still going to talk about after he had spoken to us. That's the way he did in the first start with the goalies.
Gorgiev and Lyon played two periods, and then Levi took over, right?
Right. In their first game, they played 40, and Levi played the final 20, and then in their second start, they played the whole game. So I bet that's probably what happens. I think you might see Luukkonen for 40 tomorrow, and then on Friday, you might see him for the full 60.
How has he looked to you in these practices since he's been back, Luukkonen?
Fine. Yeah, no, doesn't look like he's struggling at all. You know, practicing fully. Or as fully as you can when there's three goaltenders out there. And, he looks fine, says he's fine.
Three-goalie thing there.
It doesn't seem like there's any problem at all.
Sorry, I'm muttering under my breath here. There's the three-goalie thing again, Paul. They're not going to do this again, are they?
Yeah, they are.
They are? Have they said that?
No, they are. I mean, what are they going to do?
Send Georgiev down. If he gets claimed, go find another Georgiev. I don't know.
They're worried about him getting claimed, but he's not going to sit there and back up Levi.
Oh.
I mean, it's just they're going to do it. I know they are. I mean, and Lindy's not real happy about it either. I mean, Lindy him said acknowledged that there's, hey, yeah, I understand that there's a chance we're going to have to do it, but he's not a fan. I remember last time it happened, Kevin Adams wasn't a big fan. I don't know. I just don't understand.
They should stop doing things they're not big fans of.
Yeah, I don't understand why they didn't. Reimer signed a PTO with the Leafs.
Right.
Why didn't they sign Reimer to a PTO with the Sabres? I don't get it. He loved playing for the Sabres. He was so excited when the Sabres reclaimed him from Anaheim, even though that he claims that he didn't know that. He was rather surprised and put off when he was put on waivers. Still wanted to come back. Liked playing here. Liked the team. Got a lot of games near the end of the season. I suppose they might have asked him and he might have said no.
Who knows?
That would have been the way to go.
Yeah. I mean, Toronto's where he started, right? I don't know if maybe his wife is from there. Who knows what could go into it.
Or Georgiev PTO, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why you had to put yourself in this spot. I don't know why you had to put yourself in the spot unless they were more worried about – they had to have been more worried about Luke and
sure.
let on. I just don't know why they put themselves in this spot.
Well,
and how do you get out of it? Well, you know, who's going to take? You said claim. Who's going to claim him? Anybody could have had Georgiev right up through the middle of September.
Well, so nobody's claiming him. Do you know that there would be a problem sending him down the way you said that? Because I thought initially when they got him. Yes, of course, the Luukkonen injury scare is, a reason to do it. But isn't the rest of their goaltending depth all first-year pros? So it's Levi and then kids. And I thought maybe Georgiev would be like a buffer for that in Rochester if needed. So I don't know. I don't even want to say – I don't even care if he likes it or not. Whatever. Send him down there.
Well, I'm sure there had to have been some sort of agreement for him to sign. I mean, Lindy Ruff had to talk to him before he signed.
Oh,
you know, they had a chat. I mean, Lindy Ruff was the assistant coach with the New York Rangers when he was there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe promises were made or whatever the case. And you could go a couple of different ways there. I mean, I don't think you're going to be able to trade Georgiev. I suppose you possibly could be able to trade Lyon.
No.
But is it crazy that you might trade Luukkonen? I mean, you could look into that too if you wanted to and go with the two veterans this year if you'd like, because you did draft Lehninen in the second round saying he was the best goaltender to be drafted and he's going to be your guy. Probably he or Retzlaff backing up Levi. He's in North America now. So, and if you really, really, if Kevin Adams is being straight up and he really, really believes that Levi is going to be a National Hockey League goaltender, is it crazy to think that you could make a trade for Luukkonen?
I'm just so unhappy with this conversation right now. Not, I'm not blaming you. Like, you're just telling me what I jokingly said we were talking about first NHL coach to be fired odds, and I said Lindy, they're going to have too good a year for Lindy to get fired, and I was half kidding when I said it, so I wasn't entirely being facetious. And this conversation is just
doesn't Adams get fired before Lindy?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think either one gets fired because Terry Pagot loves them both.
Right. I feel stuck in the mud. Let's change the subject from the goalies. I don't think they're going to trade Luukkonen. I'm not trading Alex Lyon. I got him to back up Luukkonen because I thought I could trust him. Georgiev is not any good. I'm pretty confident of that. And putting any faith in him, I think, would be a disaster. So I want him in Rochester as ASAP. I may not get my wish. I'm yelling at the I'm barking at the moon here, Paul. in this case, you are the moon, and now it's awkward. Anyway, Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline with me here on WGR. How about injuries? The rest of it, right? Samuelson, Greenway, Kulik. There's a mix of guys that Owen Power was new on that list today too, right?
Yeah, Owen Power. Holds minor something yesterday. He's day to day. Lindy didn't seem too concerned. I did see Byram was on the ice over at Harvard Center doing his thing.
That's another one I left out. Yeah.
Greenway was over on the ice doing his thing over there. They're hoping to get him back in practice within the next week or so. Byram, it doesn't sound like he's hugely far away. Samuelson sounds like he might be the farthest in a week to week. Noah Oslin, I forgot about him. I noticed when they put out who went down to Rochester, he wasn't on the list. And then I forgot that, well, wait a minute, he's not on the list. He's also not at Sabres practice. And he is a week to week injury also, but he was skating with Byram and those guys over there today. So when he's okay, I think he goes down to Rochester. I think that's just a housekeeping.
Right.
I'll mention it that he's not healthy and not in Rochester yet. And Kulik, I chatted with him today. He's fine.
Okay.
He practiced today. He's fine. He was just a couple of days that he was out, and he's back out there ready to go.
As far as the D-Corps goes then, if we assume Byram and
Power
are back. Thank you. Samuelson's longer term, so that's a no-go for opening night. What do my pairs look like without Samuelson? Like, who slides into that spot? Is that Ryan Johnson? He's still here, right? And yeah. Zach Jones went back to Rochester?
Yeah, he cleared waivers.
Okay.
So he they didn't bring him back or anything, so he's still down there. Komarov is up here, and I think basically he's looked good in camp, and I think it's a reward for looking good because Lindy didn't want to have the odd guy. You know, let's have pairs. So he had a right-handed shooting defenseman. He can stay for a little while longer with the NHL club, maybe get a game here in Pittsburgh. I wouldn't expect he's going to be on the roster when it's all said and done. But I think it's just a reward to, hey, kid, you look pretty good in camp. We're going to keep you here, let you practice and keep you here, maybe throw you in a game. If you're going to throw him in a game, he's probably going to play Friday. I think there would be a massive call-up for Friday's game anyway.
Okay.
I think it's probably Johnson. You know, I think he's ahead of, you know, he's the one that's been playing with Timmins. In the last couple of practices, not Bryson. So, Lindy has talked about Johnson and how much he's improved and what he's been doing. So I think he's bowled his way towards the roster. I mean, they've always said if a player shows up and he, you know, acts like he's supposed to be on the team – Johnson has done that, and now he's practicing with the big group. He has not been practicing except the last 2 days, so they've kind of brought him up to the big group, and he's earned it the way he's played and the way he's practiced. So, good for him. And, yeah, if the season were to start tomorrow, I think definitely. I'm glad I was wrong just now, by the way. I'll tell you in a second. I think definitely, he will get the call there.
You thought Judge was going to strike out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now he singled through the...
Oh, good. Now I get to watch Judge play about as small as he could possibly play for the rest of the season.
Two singles to left field to lead off the bottom of the first. The Red Sox went in order in the top of the first, and the Yanks have got runners on first and second with nobody out.
Judge is in the postseason, Ben.
Yep.
I think your batting average is better than his in the postseason.
Paul, so I don't have a batting average because I'm not a baseball player. so how have Power and Kesselring looked together to you when you've had a chance to see them in these couple of games they played together?
Pretty good. I mean, Power still, there was a goal scored with him basically – I suppose it was better coverage than I've seen. I mean, he was with the guy. They were actually touching, but he didn't tie him up enough to prevent the goal. I'm like, okay, no, I'm not happy with that. That's not good enough. So that, that – But as far as the two of them playing together, the first time they were together, I don't even think they were in the defensive zone. Mm-hmm. I mean, they played really, really well in that game. And they basically, every time they were on the ice, they were in the offensive zone. Because I remember thinking, you know, when I was writing my article after the game to talk about, it's like, I really can't talk about their breakouts because they really didn't have to break the puck out. They weren't in their own zone all that much.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's gone fairly well. It's tough with the preseason, again, because of the competition. You know, when they're together and playing with the regular Sabres, they're not playing the regular other team. And so I just don't want to make too big of a judgment until I see the regular season, what's going to happen there.
Paul Hamilton here on the Western Hotline with me for just a couple of more minutes here on WGR. So when we get to it, and I assume, by the way, I'm asking you about Kesselring and Power, Dahlin and Byram, everyone healthy, like that's the top pair, right?
It seems like. And now when Byram didn't practice, they put Kesselring with Dahlin,
mm-hmm.
and they put Mertka with Power.
That's the other. I'm glad you mentioned him. I was going to move on, and go ahead, finish your thought.
But I think Lindy, you know, he's been adamant. It's like, you guys think that this is going to, he goes, yeah, they're going to play together some, and everybody's going to play with everybody. And, you know, he keeps chirping on that, you know, you guys got to get off this Power with Kesselring all year long type mm-hmm, of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to play together some, but, you know, if we need a goal, then they'll pairs will be different. If we really need to defend, then the pairs will be different. And so he's, you know, he's been kind of on that. And then, as I said, he put Dahlin with Kesselring once Byram wasn't out there.
Is there any chance here at this point, in your opinion, that Mertka sees a regular season game or two? Or is he just...
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Going to go back to just riding him out through the preseason here.
They could. They might want to expose him to that. I think, as I recall, I haven't looked it up. I believe the last one to do that was Reinhardt, and I think he got 8 games. And then I remember him getting sent down, and I remember Tim Murray saying Reinhardt was in his office crying that he was being sent to junior after. So that I think that might have been the last time they've gone that route of letting you know somebody play before they go to junior. So they might give him that opportunity, but he's a right-handed shooting defenseman, and I think they're pretty staunch on it's going to be, mm-hmm. you know, Dahlin, the right side is going to be Dahlin, Kesselring, and Timmins. That doesn't mean he can't go to Rochester. That doesn't mean there might be some of the injuries that
Ooh.
Leak into the regular season and give him an opportunity.
Can he go to Rochester? I didn't.
Yes, he can.
Oh, he can. Thank you. That's a huge development.
Because last year
he played in Europe
less than half the year.
Okay.
In Seattle, he was in Europe. He started in Europe, and that's where he was. So that's the difference. So yes, he can go to Rochester.
You're not sure if that's a good idea?
I just don't think it's a good idea. And I've really liked him, but he's made some, like the Detroit game. You know, he scored a goal, and then, you know, on Kane's goal, he got schooled behind the net by DeBrincat. Now, DeBrincat's a good offensive player. You know, it's not an embarrassment by any means that he got schooled back there. But not only did he get schooled, then he tried to scramble to get over to Kane to stop the play, and he fell down. It's like, all right, there's 18 years old right there. You know, you know, that's – but there have been a lot of good plays too. But there have been a lot of 18-year-old plays, and I just think he'd be better served in Seattle playing a lot, you know, probably over 25 minutes a game in all situations, you know, probably in dominating fashion. I just think, you know, they're not in a position where they really need him this year to put a green 18-year-old rookie in there. I don't think they need to do that. So if it were me, I would put the 18-year-old defenseman in Rochester. It was difficult enough for a guy like Hellenius, who played as an 18-year-old as a forward. It took him over half the year to really, really catch on and play well. And it's harder for defensemen to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying he can't do it or whatever, but I don't know. I just think he'd be better in Seattle.
Okay. Well, that's a big development. I'm glad that you made it known that he is eligible to go to Roch, if that's – because I thought with his age he'd be stuck in juniors, that old thing where you can't send the guy. He's too good for juniors, can't go to the
NHL. He would have started in junior. That's different.
Yeah, gotcha. All right. We got less than 2 minutes here, Paul. I saw you have a piece on Norris, and it's been talked about a lot during these games that I've been watching, how he had a healthy offseason, not rehabbing an injury. Just the cliff notes on Norris right now.
Well, I think he wetted the fans' whistle a little bit with a three-point game against the Red Wings. You know, a goal and two assists, and he came as advertised, played well, and you know, looked the part, I think. And the thing about him is it's not all offense. He can play both ways. He can play well defensively. He's a penalty killer. And it sounds like he, you know, when I was watching they were practicing the penalty kill yesterday, and he was one of the pairs out there. So, you know, I think he will be on the penalty kill for them. I believe he was out there with Doan, if I'm not mistaken. And you know, the winning of faceoffs. I mean, Thompson scored a goal. Why? Who won the faceoff to him into the circle, and he just ripped it right off the faceoff, and it's in the net. It took about 2 seconds for the puck to win the draw and get the puck into the net. And I really think that alone, I think, helps the power play, because now you're set up. Now, you didn't lose the draw. It goes down. Well, the Sabres sometimes have trouble getting the puck into the other end. And then, you know, we got stopped at the blue line. We got to retreat again. Stopped at the blue line. Well, you just killed a minute and a half of your power play because you didn't win the faceoff. If you win the faceoff, you're set up and you're ready to go. And there's more power play time, and I think he'll help with that.
All right, Paul, thanks for this. We'll visit again tomorrow with it being a game night.
Okay.
All right, that's our Paul Hamilton on the Wester Hotline. His appearances here on WGR brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. We will take a time out here, get you our Tuesday visit with our buddy Ross Tucker right after this. I'm the Bulldog, and this is...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results after an accident. Before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait.
Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.